I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah has been killed, the Iran-backed Lebanese militant group said Saturday, dealing a seismic blow to Hezbollah after months of cross-border hostilities with Israel. In a televised briefing, Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the killing of Nasrallah made the world safer.
Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the terrorist army Hezbollah, was killed by Israel Defense Forces in a precise strike in Beirut last night while he was in Hezbollah's central headquarters commanding more imminent attacks against the people of Israel.
Hagari insisted the central headquarters were a legitimate military target under international law.
Israel does not seek a wider escalation. We seek two things, two simple things. To bring our hostages home for almost a year in Hamas captivity, in all means. And to make sure that our borders are safe and secure for our citizens.
Hezbollah now faces the challenge of choosing a new leader. Ukrainian officials say at least 9 people have died in 2 consecutive Russian drone strikes on a medical center in the city of Sumy. Sumy lies some 20 miles from Russia's Kursk region, where Ukrainian troops have been deployed since August 6th. Ukraine's Air Force also said Saturday it had shot down 69 of 73 Russian drones launched overnight at the country, as well as 2 of the 4 missiles. The Russian Defense Ministry said Saturday that air defenses overnight shot down 4 Ukrainian drones over the Belgorod region and 1 over the Kursk region.